Princeton at home, Eddie Allen Field looking to get some home momentum, get a little streak at home going this week. Hosting the Putnam County Midgets, 7 o'clock. If you can't make it out to the field, you can listen in KTTN FM 92.3, KTTN on TuneIn Radio, along with KTTNSports.com. With streaming audio, we'll have Dennis Stevenson on the call. Tigers with good momentum, and they stay one game in back of the triple tie for the lead in the GRC with Milan, with Gallatin, and with South Harrison. Let's find out about the state of the Tigers this week, getting ready for Putnam County with head coach Thomas Hotmer. Coach, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Tom.
I'll turn your mic on, and that'll be even better. Work 1,000% better. Coach did say, by the way, he's doing well. So is it homecoming this week at Princeton?
Yes, it is homecoming. Got a lot of things going on this week.
So are you a coach that worries about homecoming a lot? You just have to have that discussion with the boys, or how do you feel like they're going to handle the distractions?
I just think ultimately you got to address it right away. Just talk about there's a lot of things going on and distractions, but you got to stay focused and be able to get your job done. So other than that, I don't think you got to really harp too much about it. I don't worry. You're always going to have distractions no matter what's going on, whether it be homecoming or a rival game or just life happens and all kind of academics and everything else. So just try to stay a little more even keel and maintain the right focus we have to have each week.
Well, it was a fun game last week. Let's go back to talking about that one a little bit. I think when you look at the Princeton Tigers 2018 season, I think one of the bigger touchdowns you can look back on and say that kind of shifted the way that game was being played was Trenton had, I thought, an advantage of line of scrimmage a lot of ways for a quarter and a half. You stayed within a score, and then you got 8 points right before the half and took a lead in the locker room. I thought for the Tigers that was big.
Yeah, that was huge, and it was on fourth down as well. And just really a lot of credit to our assistant coaches. In fact, I was telling somebody else that they were in my ear all night calling plays, and same with our kids. They were calling plays. Our deep coordinator actually said, "Hey, do we have this in?" And I said, "Yeah, we can make it in." And we called a little play action pass, try to get him bite up, and the DBs bit, and our tight end went streaking down for the touchdown. So really big play for us, changed all the momentum, and hopefully we can continue to build off that.
Now, one of the bigger nights that Mitchell Heidorn has had as a Tiger coach, tell me about him and his contributions to your football program.
Yeah, he's incredible. In fact, we had to keep reminding him last year, too. Said, "Hey, man, if it was any other team, you'd be – or any other school in the conference, you'd be a starter, a two-way starter." So he just had to wait behind some really good kids and an all-state kid last year at both positions, and Tanner Kaufman at safety and Blaine Milburn at tight end. So he's been ready to perform and ready to bloom, and I think he's a really good player. He loves to play. He loves to go out and be physical, and the mindset he takes into each game is special, and he's a tone setter for our team. A lot of people look for him to set the tone on kickoff, and everything else he does. And he had a really, really good night Friday night. He caught everything thrown at him, and he also stepped up to play a new position on defense just for that 1 week to be able to help stop that running game of Trenton's.
Third quarter, you get a touchdown. You go up by 7. Trenton gets the ball. They drive the ball down to the 20, and then Trenton turns it over. So your defense gets a turnover, get the ball. And you really started going after at that point, Coach, as far as putting the ball in the air and trying to get that two-score lead. Is that kind of one of the philosophies that you have, is especially after a turnover, you like to get after it and go after the defense?
Well, generally, yeah. I think I just always have an aggressive philosophy. I think I always want to take risks and take good calculated chances. And I think knowing your kids, I think that helps with when to try to call something or even just listen to the kids, honestly. As some people are talking about, well, do you want to establish a run game or do you want to establish this? And I just want to establish whatever will work. So we had to shift gears going into that second half offensively, and we were able to execute well enough to be able to get the win. So a lot of that just goes to listening to your coaches, listening to your players, and having a confidence in them just to go out and do that and always play calling or always attacking with an aggressive mindset.
I'll tell you another thing that I thought was big, too, and I had to talk with Coach Boswell on Wednesday, and this also goes back to me kind of watching the film and re-recording it on Monday, is Trenton's up 7-0, and I think it came in this order where in the first quarter you had the punts that was botched, and I think your defense came out there, and Trenton had the ball first and 10 from the 22 or whatever it was, and you just shut down the Bulldogs, and you got the ball right back. I thought that was really key.
Yeah, we did everything possible to start the game in as bad of a way as you can almost imagine without giving up scores. And uh, for for us, we thought, oh, man, this is going to be a long night. But our kids responded really, really well and responded how we've been talking to them about and don't worrying about that, but next play and what's the next best action. And that really set us up because we also got inside the red zone. We got inside and got the ball on the two-yard line and did not score. And that was all before we were able to get our first touchdown on the board. So not only were you botching a punt, they give them the ball right back, have a bad punt, and then you get into the five-yard line, get to the two, and don't score. So there was a lot of things that we didn't do well to start the game and very well could have dug a big hole, but we were able to not dig ourselves such a big hole and able to respond well.
I just thought overall, too, and Trenton would get they had the 29-yard run for the touchdown from Trump and were able to get the occasional 5-, 6-, 7-yard runs, but I thought against a team that pretty much makes no bones about the fact that they're going to try to run the ball downhill against your defense, I thought your run defense really stood up well.
Yeah, our run defense has been what's held us together the entire year. They've been so strong, and last year it was a really good balance as far as offensive firepower, defensive being stout. And this year, while we still haven't been able to get some things going offensively like we want at the line of scrimmage and having a consistent run game, our front seven on the defensive side, they've been phenomenal. They've totally locked everything down and given us a lot of faith and the team that we can be. So they did that Friday night. They were able to really eliminate big plays and make Trenton grind it out. And we know that if we can have teams try to grind it out, we'll bend a little bit, but we won't break. And eventually turnovers will happen or plays will the teams might get penalties and set them back, and we'll be able to get the ball back. So it's just kind of that mentality we've taken on this year, and it's been awesome to see.
Obviously, through the first quarter, things were kind of stagnant from Princeton's perspective. Second quarter offensively, you start to increase the pace a little bit, go to a little bit of a hurry-up offense. Was that just to get the blood going a little bit offensively, Coach?
Yeah, I think we started a lot slower than we normally do. We try to generally go a little bit faster, and we try to get the ball snapped before the officials can even blow it in. And this game, we started a lot slower, and it did not work to our favor. So we had to kind of get back to what we like to do and what is kind of our, I guess, something we really try to hang our hats on is that tempo. And we didn't do that. We went slow pace, running game, trying to control the clock, trying to survive and let our kids get through the first quarter. With so many kids going both ways, you don't want to wear them out so early. So that was kind of the plan, and hopefully we're fresher later in the game than the other team. And I guess you can look at it, hey, yeah, we were, but we just didn't get things going early on.
Well, I thought, too, as I looked at things, and obviously this starts up front, too, and the running back to be the first to tell you, but we got to give some credit to the blockers, but I also thought that Logan Duncan became a much more effective running back and threat in the second half.
Yeah, he did. We were able to move him around to different positions, whether it be a little wing back or in the backfield as a running back, or even split out as a receiver in it. By doing that, he's so skilled. He's one of the hardest working kids I've ever seen in my life. He's got so much respect. Every single kid, you ask him any question, anything good about a kid on the team, and they'll tell you Logan Duncan's name first. In fact, the kid was out running the 5K this morning, so he's. He's a special kid, and whenever you can trust a kid that much and then he goes out and performs, it gives us a lot of options as an offense on where to put him and let him kind of get rolling. Once he gets going, when he's the littlest dude out on the field, it kind of helps build everybody else up, even our O-line.
Yeah, if you kind of look at teams that have maybe been down for a couple of years and you say, okay, you kind of feel like they're right on that cusp where they just need that good performance and a victory, and it's really going to shoot them in a positive direction. I think Maysville's in that discussion. I really think Putnam County is. I've been impressed by just talking with Coach Bondi and what he's instilling over there with that group. They have some pieces, and they've certainly played, even though their record isn't what they want it to be. They've played good enough football. I know they got the attention of everybody that they play.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a physical team. We've seen them at the Jamboree, and we know the energy and the passion that they play with. I mean, on the Jamboree, Coach Bondi's out on the field, and he's swarming to the football along with all his kids. He's going all over the place. So I know what they're building over there. They're doing a lot of good things. They may not have it all in the win column. Hopefully reminds me a little bit about my first year here. You know, you were trying to do a lot of things the right way. You just weren't getting the wins. And I can kind of see similarities in their program. We know they're going to be physical, and we know they're going to run the ball. And if you are those two things, you always have a shot every week. So they're going to come in and give us a good contest, and hopefully we can match that and exceed what they're bringing so we can protect home field.
One of the better quarterbacks as far as a run-pass threat is Levi Fowler, Coach. What impresses you about number four?
Yeah, he's the general for that team. He commands everything they do. I know Torque is a really good running back for them, but everything rides on Levi. He does everything for that team as far as running the ball, pulling it, making good reads, and then also has a really good arm. He can throw the ball a lot of different places. He's very dynamic, and as he goes, Putnam goes. So I know he's a big threat in our conference.
Going to be a big matchup this week. Obviously, all are Putnam County and Princeton. Before I let you go, Coach, I've been asking folks about the battle atop the conference. Obviously, you got Milan playing Trenton. That's not the battle atop the conference. Milan trying to go to 4-0, but you got South Harrison and Gallatin. I think it's just one of those, you know, really good matchup between two very much above average football teams. I think it's going to be a fun one to be at.
Yeah, there's a lot of good games going on. I kind of said it a lot, but every week is going to be a dogfight in our conference, I think. I don't think there's one team that's just so much better than everybody that they're going to have the automatic win. I think a lot of people are very even, and I think there's going to be a lot of dogfights, and definitely a big week for our conference and that, and having some schools playing each other to be able to have good close games, good football games, and that matter.
Yeah, and it feels like football weather this week, too, which I especially like.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yes, it does. I'm not a big fan of cold weather, so I'm hoping summer will hang on just a little bit longer.
I could deal with 70 for a high and about 45 for a low, though. That's fine in my
yeah.
book.
Hey, we'll take that every day. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Before I let you go, Coach, I was thinking about this a few minutes ago. I didn't get around to it. This had kind of been the point in a best-case scenario that you were hopeful of getting Austin Kelly back this season. What's an update on him?
Yeah, he's got cleared last week, actually. We're just trying to take it a little bit slow and let him get that confidence and that confidence back, and even the mobility and some of the strength back. So he's cleared. He's ready to go. He's got a lot of spirits. We're just working through some trying to hold him back from himself so that he doesn't rush it back and feel like he has to do too much. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of playing that day by day, and maybe I'll have a shot to play this week or certainly next week. Hopefully we'll have him back fully ready to go.
I guess the biggest question is, if he's back and ready to play, does he go in at quarterback? Does Cam go back to his original position, or how are you going to handle that?
I just think we've got a good balance between them, and I think both of them are so selfless. They're such team players that they're both have said we're willing to do whatever it takes to help the team win. So I think we're going to use them both in different ways, both at quarterback, both at receiver, both on defense. So we'll figure out who's hot, and we'll ride the hot hand. But certainly we need them both. They're both really good players, some of the better players in the conference, I believe. And they're both really important to our team.
Can't beat having put football players, too, that put team over self. That's outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Coach, best of luck to you and the Tigers this week. We'll look forward to talking to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, Tom.